police brutality addressed. We want equal rights. Because them hoes ain't equal.
We're not.
And then what we want? We want our
40 acres and a mule. On guys, it's your girl B Gotti, and you already know we're here with Blurred Facts. I got my girl Kels with me, and the reason why I'm so hyped is because it's Juneteenth.
Turn me up.
We have finally been somewhat recognized in this cool whitewashed world that we live in.
But they trying to give us these representations, but what we asking for
is
we want police brutality addressed. We want equal rights. Because them hoes ain't equal.
We're not.
And then what we want? We want our
40 acres and a mule. Exactly. Give me my reparations. Thank you.
The big payback. Y'all didn't listen to that podcast. But that's neither here nor there.
Yes.
So,
I feel like you should give me your point of view on being a black woman in America.
Okay, cool. Okay, so like, a little bit about me. I feel like I am like very conscious, and I ain't gonna say woke, but I am open to the black experience.
Likewise.
Very much so. So when it comes to my everyday life, like, okay, I work at a job where I am probably one of six black people.
Monica.
And there are only women. I don't work with a black man at all. Mm-hmm. And that's nothing bad about my job. It's just lack of inclusion in my field. Black men really don't go into mental health. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, so basically, I mean, as far as where it comes to like, okay, so I'm from a very small town, and I grew up, it's like half white people, half black people. But it's the funny fact, when Trump was elected, I realized half my fucking classmates was racist.
Right. It was
because it was Trump a fucking nation on around this bitch.
It was really a division.
I was like, what the fuck? Motherfuckers that I know that fuck plenty of niggas. A lot of black dick. And I'm just like, okay, you're all Trump.
Right.
Yes, girl.
And that's a big thing, too, because I feel like it's always an interracial relationships, and it's like, oh, I have black friends, or...
Hold on, bitch. So you saying you got a... How you feel about interracial relationships?
Me, personally, I am attracted to white men, but I will not have sexual relations with white men because I thought my ancestors were going to shake their head and all. Because
I think they're right on you.
And then it's like the uncooked meat, and then it's like, I really can't get jiggy with it.
I'm not going to lie to you.
What?
I watch white porn.
I mean, I watch it, but like...
I can't... Okay. Black porn is hit or miss because I have a thing. Okay, for one, I just think vagina is ugly. But white women, you get a clit, a lip, and a lip, and that's it.
That's it. That's all.
Our vaginas are a little more ethnic. We got variety.
Yeah.
So some of them I don't really want to see. So I just be straight on every porn sometimes.
I understand that, but it's like, I mean, some be pretty nice size, but it's like, with the black men, it's like, I love me a strong black man, you know, that's what I want to see.
Sex.
But sometimes they look iffy too, like with a box of chocolates, never know what you're going to get.
You talking, hold on, are we talking, what are we talking about exactly?
We're talking about black penis.
Okay, because bitch, I was like, well, we know these men out there, but okay, yes, I don't know why, it's like the black man big dick stereotype.
Yeah,
and baby, I'll be here to tell you.
It's the jungle finger from the jungle people for me.
It's a fetish.
Yes,
like it should be a word for that.
Yes.
Okay, but like as far as interracial relationships, like I ain't gonna say I have a problem with it unless a man is literally like against black women.
Right.
Like if this is your preference, this is you like, cool. But do you have to degrade at the same time? Oh, black women too loud, and we this, that, and the third, and a white woman gonna listen. Okay, cool. Get your Becky that's gonna sit down.
Right. And I like as well as when a black man actually gets a white woman, because, you know, we stereotype white women as like they don't know how to season their food, this, that, and the third. And they actually teach them something, and they can come together, as well as a black woman going with a white male. It's she still love her black people, but she just chose to be with right. him, and she just giving that black culture to him. I love when the relationships balance out like that. I hate when it's, well, I don't fuck off with black men and all those stuff. It's like, because they ain't shitting they dogs and all this other stuff, when it's actually black men out there who's actually about their life and actually wants to be with a black woman.
Baby, you gotta dig for motherfucking gold.
And that's all right, because we gonna find that diamond in the rough.
Girl.
Yes. How do you feel about culture appropriation?
The culture appropriation is real.
They want to have the ghetto language. They want to clap their hand and snap their necks. They want the long nails. They want the braids.
Like, I can't think of his name. The fucking Instagram dude that just stole Pretty V whole vibe.
Ooh, I don't know.
The gay dude that just make all the video, but it's really Pretty V the whole time. I cannot think of his fucking name. But whenever his shit pop up, it just pisses me off. Like, he always got on the boot heels and shit. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, I know him. I love him.
I fucking don't, because he stole her whole aesthetic.
You think so?
Yes. I know so.
You know so.
Yes, even she made videos saying it.
I've never really done
it. I mean, yes, she on Wildin' Out now, but it's like, sir, you're making a bag. I'm acting like me.
Steven.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I know exactly who you're talking about, but I don't
can't think of his name.
I can't either.
I can't think of his name. But yeah, like, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
I feel like we overhype it, because I feel like we are so quick to include them that they don't include us. Like, oh, my white friend, she know how to twerk, so she invited to the barbecue.
I hate that fucking shit. And then it'd be like, when a white girl join a black sorority, and it's like, she just strolling just a little bit, and they hype the fuck out of her. Like, what, bitch? No. I hate when people give white folks so much credit for doing something black. And I'm sorry, they might. And okay, for one, black people can't be racist. I'm like, oh my God, she's racist.
Right.
And I'm not.
We can, but just, I feel overall, I really don't like it. But it's like, okay, you can do it. But once we do something that's somewhat white, oh, we cross them out like, oh, you just a little white girl, or you just a little, or you just this, or you just that. And we, like, when we talk proper, or you're talking white,
I hate that shit.
I feel like we even separate ourselves. Like, we've always tried to push in where we didn't fit in. And I don't understand why we even integrated in the first place. I feel like black people as a whole, even though we didn't have all the resources, overall we would have evolved and been way better than the Caucasian community.
Shit, I agree.
And I feel like they need us.
I agree with that statement 1,000,000%.
They completely need us.
I don't understand. You know what? Let's just go. Let's just go to this point. Because why the fuck was y'all... I ain't going to disrespect Martin Luther King.
Please don't. Don't do too much on.
But why did y'all just gravitate toward that? Like, why was Malcolm X seen as such a radical?
Right.
Okay, so let me school y'all real quick. Because we educate while being funny at the same time. So Malcolm X did a speech in 1963 at Michigan State University. And this is what he said. This new type of black man, he doesn't want to integrate. He wants separation. Not segregation. Separation.
Mm-hmm.
To him, segregation, we're being taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, means to be forced upon inferiors by superiors. A segregated community is a Negro community. Facts. But the white community, though it's all white, it's never called a segregated community. It's called a separated community.
And why is that?
Okay, I ain't even, you know what? I respect Malcolm X. I'm going to take it for my dome. Okay, so the white man had control over his politics, his way of life.
Right.
What he wanted to do, he could control. And then at the same time, the white man had his neck on a black man over his politics. Mm-hmm. This, that, and third. That's why we were segregated. In that sense, I can understand wanting to, like, go ahead, what you say?
Go ahead.
I can understand wanting to integrate from having him to worry about himself and not me, but I feel like we should have listened more to Malcolm X. We should have got our separate government, our separate entities.
And I feel the same way as well, but I understand why Malcolm wanted to, because it felt like we was getting crumbs and they was getting the loaf of bread. And it's like, we just want a slice. It's like, we just want to be, especially in education. Education was the biggest thing, because we was getting the secondhand books. We was getting the secondhand buildings. We was getting literally the crumb of the crops. And we just wanted to literally be outside the club. Like, we couldn't even get next to the club to get in. And that's what the biggest thing with Malcolm X. Biggest thing with Martin. He just wanted to be intuitive in education. Yes, there were a lot of black people who was educated back in with doctorates, masters, bachelors.
You got to fight for it. They literally had to claw for it.
Exactly. They had to go through mountains, go through hills, walk in ice storms, and go send out to their auntie that lives in New Orleans and in Indiana and all the other places. They had to actually travel to get to where they needed to be, because the white, their white counterparts were actually getting it at home. But it was still, he wanted that. Like, why can't I go right around the corner from my house into the white community? Why I have to go literally two cities over to the black schools? And he just wanted to actually to build it in. Like, we can really be on one accord. I just want your hand and my hand to shake. That's it. We really didn't want to be you. We just wanted to be get some of the resources you have.
And that's why I feel like we could have, okay, give me your resources and let's take it over here. And we over here. Leave us alone. We over here. I'm going to take it back to slavery when everybody either you a house nigga or you a field nigga.
Yes.
Like,
they definitely
that always, right there, that shit still exists today.
And that's more so, it was a complexion thing. It's really a complexion thing. Like, it's about the light skin and the dark skin. And it's like, oh, well, your daddy then had sex with the mistress, and then she didn't have the baby, so now my daddy didn't get sold off. Or the master then had sex with my mama, and now my brothers, they light skinned, so they gotta work in the house. And or not even that, like, they were the trustees, because they had that percentage. Oh, they can get to go to town, but I can't. I gotta be in this field.
Just due to, like, skin complexion.
Just due to that.
And that's what it's like. Okay, so, like, today age, darker women are fetishized way more. Like, you know, back in the day, mm-hmm. bitches, everybody wanted a red bone, and yes. That was the thing, to be a light-skinned bitch.
Everything.
And it was like, you know, it didn't really bother me too much, but at the same time, it's like, damn, like, it was like, light skin was just like, oh my God.
Well, Pac told me, darker the better, sweeter the juice.
You know what? Oh my God. I'm going to be horrible for saying this. Say I don't give a fuck. I stand on everything
it,
I say.
Say it.
It's classes of black people.
What?
It is.
On elaborate. My elaborate.
Okay, bitch. You got the hood rats, mm-hmm. the dirty bitches, uh-huh. hood rats. Like, come on now.
I know.
You got the everyday bitch, me, the everyday bitch, shit. Fuck that shit. Hell, ghetto at night, but I'm professional in the morning. Right. You got that bitch.
We got the middle class.
But then, you got the bougie bitch. They want to act like she's better than the hood rat.
Right.
And better than the middle bitch.
Uh-huh.
It's classes of black people fooling my mama. And you notice it. And I feel like it really go hand in hand with, like, economic status.
And it's not even economic status. It's just a persona that we try to put off. Like, we put off this facade that we're this and we're that, when we're all one community. That we all need to educate each other to be on the same level.
Sounds amazing.
The lack of knowledge is really destroying our community as a whole. Because it's money out there, but we are so whitewashed as being crabs in a barrel. Oh, I ain't gonna put that nigga on. Or I ain't gonna do this, I ain't gonna do that. We're not supposed to be in the barrel to begin with. Crabs are not supposed to be in a barrel. We're supposed to be in the ocean, thriving and living where we're supposed to live. And they put us in this environment. And of course, in our nation, we're going to be survival against survival. We're going to put each other against each other because somebody got to be on top.
And that's
you right. And that's the biggest thing too, because
but motherfuckers don't realize it's always the white man on top.
Exactly. It's a vicious cycle. And I think it's like the black community, they want too much when they have stuff. Oh, I ain't supporting no black business because they want $20 for this and I can go to Target and Walmart. That's true, and get though, that. Bitch. And I understand that. And I feel like if we inform them on how to communicate, how to handle business, how to actually conduct any situation, that's just lack of knowledge. That's why we lack so much. That's the biggest thing. If we can inform the younger generation, and we can inform the old dog that we need a trick to teach new tricks, it would be so much better.
I agree.
That's one thing we have to come together and turn on. We have to stop the black on black crime. We have to stop the colorism.
It sounds good, bitch, but tell the hood ass nigga that's outside right now with his motherfucking red flag on, that walk up to a nigga with his blue flag on, and all of a sudden, and he gets shot. Tell him that.
And that's my thing. You know what I'm saying? It's the crap and the barrel thing. It's a mentality that we have to break from ourselves. And our biggest thing is we don't see the results. Only time we see the results is when we're dribbling the ball, rapping the rhyme. And it's now entrepreneurship is growing and so viciously and rapidly that we have to get in front of. We have to get into these little kids' head. We got to say, hey, maybe your mama wasn't this, maybe your mama wasn't that, but you as a black man, you as a black woman,
you can do some shit.
You can do some shit. And that's our biggest thing. Because like now, we're at a time where we came from, oh, you got to do this way, you got to do this way. No, the world has changed. You can do coding. You can do. It's so much more open to what we have in our hand. But don't have to just be drug dealers.
That goes back to high school. Like, my high school, we didn't have cosmetology. We didn't have people learning trades. I mean, we had cooking class and JROTC. Like,
just about it. World.
Exactly. Like, nobody's like, back in the day, mom used to always say, oh, we could go do this and we can get a certificate for that and do it. Like, people ain't trying to, like, show people how to use their hands.
It's just a standardized test that they throw in our face.
Facts.
And that's about it. That's all I do. We don't even have to go about the education route. But you know what? We can sit here and rant and talk our stuff all day. But it is time for us to go into our Blurred Facts segment of the day.
Which today we're going to go into the current event, which is Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going into Juneteenth. I'm going to drop y'all some jewels because I feel like a lot of people just looking in the media and like, I mean, we've been knowing what Juneteenth was, but it's like, why all of a sudden these motherfuckers trying to make this shit a holiday?
Yeah,
like,
this other
shit. But okay, so a couple of things about Juneteenth. It originated in Galveston, Texas.
Right.
Okay, so they were like literally the last ones to find out about the Emancipation Proclamation, mm-hmm. which came into play damn near over 3 years prior to that.
I thought it was three.
Like two and a half, damn near three.
Yeah, it took a while for them to get
out. I mean, hell, this July, that's like what? Two and a half.
Two.
Damn near three.
Damn near him. Okay,
so the general at the time, which I ain't finna say this dirty ass white man name.
Yeah.
But he was like, Texas is a slavery state, we don't give a fuck. We ain't doing that shit. Then they were like, okay, cool, it's outlawed. But hell, even when it was outlawed, black people still had to like sneak and celebrate. Like the next year, like they originally they called it, what was the word?
Jubilee Day.
Originally it was Jubilee Day.
Yes.
And it was like so taboo how they had to celebrate. Like everything had been secretive because of course these crack ass crackers didn't even want them commemorating, you know, free.
And that ties into it was just too many black people. So that's just like them going to night school and stuff. They always have to sneak and hide their true selves.
Right. But okay, so and like, well, really, they even Texas itself, they didn't like literally put Juneteenth on the calendar until like 1979. And then, hell, damn, fucking Hawaii and South Dakota, they don't even recognize Juneteenth at all.
I mean, is Hawaii really a state?
I mean, yes. I know it's a state, but it's a state. Who are they? Here's a vacation resort.
Oh my God. But yeah, and then now it's a fucking federal holiday. Can we talk about that for a minute? Like, I feel like it's a slap in the face.
I feel like it's being whitewashed right in front of our eyes.
Definitely. That's like how I feel. Why do white people get to get off work? They still take their ass to work.
I mean, we take
it. It should be far. Black on. Yes. What's their white holiday that we should go? Hell, if they want us to go to work on fucking President's Day, I'll go.
Columbus Day.
I'll definitely go.
Day. I mean, I don't know. The past 2 years, I have not really celebrated the 4th of July.
Oh, I stopped celebrating 4th of July like 2016. Because that was the last, 2017. We had the little, I didn't even necessarily celebrating hell. We had the little party and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I mean, shit. Motherfuckers just, we just want to barbecue. And pop fireworks.
Just pop
fireworks. But fuck y'all. And got every firework mean fuck y'all.
You just be saying stuff. You just be saying it.
But, okay. Enough about that tangent. We're going to school y'all on some of these black massacres because I feel like it's so horrible how we just know. Okay, I didn't know about Tulsa until last year.
Really?
Like, I had never heard of it.
And that's my thing, too. Like, I've heard about Black Wall Street a lot, but it was like, it was something like, oh, well, it wasn't that bad. Oh, like, you know how we, like, have to push stuff under the rug? So mm-hmm. I never really got into it. But when I got into it.
What you learn, bitch?
Girl, I learned that. Back in the day, in Tesla particularly, probably like around 1916, they had a strict law of mm-hmm. residential segregation. Mm. So this put like a big strain on the separation thing we was talking about earlier. And so the black community thrived. They thrived so well, they turned into the Black Wall Street.
Okay.
Like, they had their own grocery stores. They had their own schooling, businesses. The dollar actually cycled into the community 19 times before it went out into the white community. It was just...
And they hated this shit.
They hated it. Like, how dare the black people be more successful than us? And so it was one particular day on May 30th of 1921. Mm-hmm. It's this guy. His name was Dick Rowland. He went into this office building, and I think her name was Sarah,
mm-hmm.
and she was the elevator operator. Somehow on the elevator, it's unknown exactly what happened, but all I know is Sarah screamed, and Dick Rowland, he just ran out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, back in the day, it was just rumors. Everybody was trying to speculate what actually went on.
Right.
So I think about the next day, he was arrested. For sexual assault. I mean, we don't know. Well, no one knows actually what happened, but they just put it as sexual assault, got your ass, getting locked up.
Mm-hmm.
So he was actually went to the jail. He went to jail and they was getting all this phone call like, we're gonna kill him, we're gonna kill that nigga, all this other stuff. So they moved him. And it was the rumors about this angry mob going to actually hurt him.
Right.
And the sheriff said that, well, I need you guys here to protect Roland and make sure nothing happens to Roland because we have these big angry mobs going to come. So it was only 75 black men with their rifles to went to make sure Roland was fine. Girl, tell me why almost 1,500 white men came and outnumbered them.
That's a fat ass. Like, 75 again. 1,500.
Yes.
Wow.
And they came and it was like, surrender your rifles. And you know, us being us, nigga, put down y'all shit, we put down ours. Girl, all I know was a big cup tobacco and a gunshot went off. That's when the riot began. It went from attacking them, they actually went neighborhood to neighborhood, block to block, shooting down men, children, women. They did not care. Burning shit down their crazy. Houses, burning down the businesses. They literally caused $1.8 million worth of damage.
Mm-mm.
Over this trial of riots. It was literally 200 people who's on record died. They don't even know the exact amount because everyone wasn't passed through an undertaker's hand. Most people was probably just killed in, just threw
burned
in.
Burned.
Everything. It doesn't matter.
It kind of, well, I know it's It's kind of fictional. But you remember Lovecraft Country?
Yes.
And how they did the Tulsa episode? Like, oh my God.
And that really woke me up because it never been televised. It's never been talked about until now.
Exactly. So the crazier part about that is there are way more massacres than that. And I actually, did me a bit of research. So I'm just going to tell y'all about a few more. We're from Tennessee. So throw that out there. So it was actually a riot in Memphis. And it lasted 3 days in 1866, literally, like, right after the end. Yes, right at the end of the Civil War. So, basically, what happened was they mad they lost. Mm-hmm. So, all these Soviets, they were looking for black Union soldiers. Like, the Union recruited a lot of black people.
Right.
Which, we don't get it right. But, okay, so basically, it was this black soldier that was, like, refusing to surrender or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, up to 50 black people showed up to, like, protect him. So, in this one, it was, like, the police were shooting these people down.
Oh, so they just took it there.
Yes, and it was, like, okay, allegedly they say it was, like, the south part of Memphis. And so, they went into the jail trying to get this man out and hang him. But the black people were protecting them. Mm-hmm. But literally, like, 46 people died. Over 100 were injured. They actually raped 5 black women in this time. Because, like, the south part of Memphis at the time was mainly, like, black people and Irish people. Uh-huh. They were not really white people. So this whole part of town, they just decimated. And then it was, like, the police. Really. The people that fought for this. And it was all police officers for this 3-day thing.
I mean, they was running hand in hand at that time.
Exactly. I mean, they still are, if you want to be honest. Yeah. But yeah, 46 black people were killed. Nobody white was reported to have died. And yeah, that was Memphis.
Well, let me tell you about this Atlanta massacre that I didn't learn about until last week. And that's my biggest thing. We need to pinpoint on these massacres because we need to know.
Exactly.
This particular massacre happened in September. It was a 2-day riot in 1906.
Okay.
It was reported that 4 white women was raped in several incidents by quote-unquote black men.
Right.
And they went out and they just started to kill random black people. I mean, it basically just, if you was brown skinned, you dead. And over 25 men were killed between, like that, and that's like
they really don't even know.
They really don't know, because that's my thing too. Because
only 20, that's basically what they're saying is, Undertaker only put 25 people in the ground.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing, because we have, like, the concentration camps, they took the bodies and put them in these big piles and, like, burned them.
You never even know. Those death tolls are so unknown.
And that's so crazy that we're just a number. And not only that, they didn't even recognize the situation or put a landmarker there until 2006.
And a whole 100 years later. 100. Like, the same thing with Tulsa. It's over 100 years ago. And if it wasn't, for the pandemic, I would have never known. Because I don't remember learning about that in high school.
They
or
never
middle
pinpoint
school.
That. And no. And I hate when they say that slaves were brought here. No. Princesses, queens, chiefs, doctors, healers, parents. Like, that was bring here, and you made them slaves. And that's what we've learned. They build into, like, they've been slaves. And yes, of course, they have.
It's like black culture doesn't start as slavery.
Exactly. We were once queens and kings, and we need to rejuvenate from that. We need to know that.
Well, let's go to one of my favorite towns, New Orleans.
The Nolans.
So, that massacre was also in. It actually, that what was crazy. Okay, so Memphis happened, and a lot of people from their community, like, fled toward, like, the New Orleans area. Because I guess before, like, okay, during the Civil War, New Orleans was ran under martial law. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. So they was ran under martial law. So during that time, it was kind of like a safe haven for blacks until they got this
legislation called the Black Code, and they basically was refusing to let free black men vote. Mm-hmm. And at this time, I mean, women couldn't vote, but at this point in the world, only people voting was white men. They weren't even letting black men vote.
It's wild.
Exactly. So they didn't want to do that. So 130 black people marched to like New Orleans Capitol. Mm-hmm. And so their mayor, he got a mob of supremacists and, you know, the KKK, all of these people, mm-hmm. like basically to force them to leave. And like literally, they didn't even come with words. They pulled up, shots fired.
Oh, so they just...
they figured it out. Like, it was nothing said. Like, they sent, they here peacefully protesting, and they just came up open fire. Like, they killed 50 people and wounded about 150. Like, and literally, they, probably everybody out there probably got shot.
And that's my thing, too. Like, they've always killed us with no remorse. They've always...
Exactly. Like, this home is peaceful.
And cuddled up with their wives. And, like, they just had a great day.
Oh, my God. Girl. It's, I hate it here.
And that's my thing, too. Like, we've always been the gentle giants, and we've always been provoked. And once we, once you wake that lion up, we're the bad people.
I hate it here.
It's numerous accounts where we have literally, okay, hands up, don't shoot.
And still shoot.
Exactly. We've literally took our time to literally do everything that y'all's a protocol, and they still have attacked and slaughtered and brutalized us to the point where if we even were to fight back, we would still be the ones who started it.
And I hate, and it's like, and my point, my problem about white history and white culture, y'all don't commemorate these things. Y'all don't atone for these things. Y'all don't do anything. It's like, yes, it's like, you didn't do what your ancestors did. More than likely, your granddaddy did.
Right.
If you want to be real about it. Like, yeah, they want to make it seem like this is just a million years ago. Like, what we say, Atlanta happened in 1906. Mm-hmm. That's the year my great-granddaddy was born. Like, it, what?
That's the thing, too. Like, it's current. And we have to be aware of, yes, it's history, but we can change it. You are, like, they constantly still vote for that same, the same atmosphere. They vote for that same system. They say, well, we can't do anything about it. We wasn't there. You're here now. What can you do now to fix it? What can you do now to change it? Because
there's still so much trauma that y'all have caused.
And still contributing to.
Exactly.
I hate when they're like, racism doesn't exist. Or
the fuck it does.
How doesn't it? Just because you don't feel the wrath of it, it doesn't exist.
And it's the thing. It's like they try to ignore it. That's another thing. Cause it's in your face. Mm-hmm. It's so many things that are so systematically racist, and it's right in your face. And they just try to ignore it. Like it's just a way of life. And it's not. It's really not. Like just the way so many things just ran. It's just systematically for us to always be the lesser citizens.
Yes.
And
girl, the fight will be continued, and we will not stop until we have won. And I feel like us, the black community, we have to come together and just be positive and actually do what needs to be right towards us and stop including the thems.
Facts. I just want, we are about to actually wrap this up, you guys. And in honor of Juneteenth, I just would love for y'all to just do some research. Learn about these things. Yes. Like, we only listed 3 massacres, but there are literally over 20. With the most recent one happening in Charleston. Like, 2015.
Yes.
So, it's just so much that we should know. We should hold ourselves accountable to just look this stuff up.
Educate yourself.
Definitely.
Knowledge is power. We are destroyed by the lack of knowledge, people. We have to get in and know your culture.
Facts. And don't let the white man tell your culture, because most of the time he is watering that shit the fuck down.
Okay.
But, you know,
we're signing off. Then it's your girls from Blear Facts. And don't forget to follow us and stream us on Apple Music. Oh, Apple iPod. Lord Jesus.
Straight on you.
Apple Podcast.
Yes. Apple Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio. But we is out.
Get it.
Bye.